of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
You got one and I got one.
On myself, I'm a two balls. On myself. We, oh, hello. We bring to you two balls on myself.
Here we are again. What does that mean? Still here.
Still here.
The blue ball of destiny
here. Blue ball of destiny.
I remember, you know, when you think about Mother's Day.
Ah, happy Mother's Day.
With that a little bit.
Blue ball, hell yeah. That's right.
All those mothers out there.
Once the kids are born, it's blue balls territory.
I got other things on my mind.
Not yes, now, Dare.
That's all I have on my mind.
What's wrong with you? Kids need some need something to eat. Can't they wait?
So you'll see something they shouldn't. You children never grow up.
Nope.
But the interesting thing is what comes first, the chicken or the egg, right?
Well,
who has the eggs?
I'm going to say
the chick
walking around with the eggs needs to be fertilized.
Yes, it must have came first. Before us, they go on poking on everything we can poke on.
Although,
so
I could imagine the fun that the extraterrestrials must have had, like they created a woman and they created a man, and then they stuck him in this little, like, you know, this little room, you know.
And see and this, what they think of each other.
I'll tell you, that was like the first recorded Big Bang, so.
Yes. Oh, my God. Should know. we all come from Earth, you know. If we didn't come, we wouldn't be here. Or some of us would be here. So, yes, we all come from Earth. And so you have to appreciate women to get you there. I think men might take it away, right? Get in line. Anyway.
I think men are appreciative of women and mothers and mothers. I know. I was going to say it was Mother's Day. It's like kids, we all got together. Kids, they took us out, really took her out, but I tug along. That's what dads do on Mother's Day, anyway. And we went to the Red Lobster, man. I had like surf and turf there at around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? I know. I was like, oh, you know, Happy Mother's Day.
You enjoying it?
I did. Freaking did. I don't know. I haven't had like whatever. I haven't had lobster in a year or something. I can't remember. The last time I had lobster was right before my kid. My kid left. He was working in the supermarket, and he marked down some lobsters. He brought a bunch of lobsters. that was years ago.
I've been tempted before. I used to work at the Red Lobster.
Oh.
Sometimes, anyway. Wow. The warehouse at night, guarding it. So, wonder if you can trust the guard.
Yeah, I mean, I was confronted with this, the plate showed up, you know, the steak looked great, but like the lobster, it looked like brains, man. It was like, it was hanging on the outside. It was just the way, whatever, it was a skeleton.
The cracks it open.
Yeah, man, the brains on the outside. Oh, my God. But I ate it, though. I loved every drop of that.
Yes, especially with lots of butter.
Oh, yeah, right. Man. Oh, baked potato and butter. Jeepers.
That was the last thing I ate, like, for killing something. Before
Lobster?
Yeah. Mike actually took me for a plane ride out to like New Jersey on the coast somewhere. And lobster.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was the end of that. That is funny how things happen like that. It's just, it's, you know, it just happened. It just, you know, it wasn't a plan or anything. So you gotta love the way things are in this world. Like, we're ready for anything now. King chuckles and all that.
Well, he looks funny, man. I was looking at I haven't watched the coronation yet, but I've seen some pictures, and he looks funny. He just looks so funny in that king outfit. He does look like Chuck E. Cheese. I'm telling you. It's incredible.
I wonder if Chuck E. Cheese was wearing a king's outfit, you know, because he was the king of cheese in the restaurant.
Well, I've been there.
You could order pizzas and stuff. Yeah.
I've been to Chuck E. Cheese a dozen times, you know, with my two nephews and three kids. Well, the last one, I think Chuck E. Cheese closed down. The last time there, some kid pulled my middle kid's pants down in the some. One of those stupid things. My wife got freaked out and like, whatever, fine, whatever. So she was going downhill. But Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, I know the band. I mean, the band was whatever. You know, they were good.
Yeah, just
mechanical bears and tigers and lions. Yeah. Whatever they were.
They were mechanical. It's like the first AI.
Yeah, it was like the poor man's version of Disney World or something. You know,
the fool of children. Yeah.
But the kids, the kids love that stuff, man. Chuck E. Cheese was big. Every one of them, man. Except for the littlest one, because they shut down.
Had children at the time.
I'll tell you what I know. I don't know why they shut down, but I know there was a Chinese restaurant. There was a Chinese restaurant like four stores down. All right, and I used to like head over there every time. Slipped into the Chinese.
Leave the children out of
bed. I want a piece of cat and rat on a stick.
What's up, real?
I wanted to bite back.
Yeah, but it's still moving. I gotta love it. What a world. We wonder why we're like this. But I'm not supposed to talk about that ever.
About what? Can't talk about it. I'll talk about it. What are you not allowed to talk about? I'll talk about it.
The way we kill things to live, that's what I try not to.
Oh, man. There are so many ways to kill things and get killed. Just ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, man.
Actually, everything in the grocery store has been killed before it gets there. Like, they radiate it, they make sure everything's dead.
Well, sure.
And we're supposed to be used to all that living stuff on the planet, you know? That's what gave us long age.
I realized a couple shows ago that I'm walking, like, I've got a bunch of cadavers in my house. I'm walking by them all the time, and like, I got a freezer in the middle room, and I got a freezer to get dead thing. I'm walking off.
Wonder if it helps your dreams.
Living with the dead.
Want to get out of the freezer. Put themselves back together and stuff. Almost like a Frankenstein. So, smorgasbord, that's what it is. All kinds of stuff. But what's interesting is we wouldn't know. We don't know what's right no matter how we look at it. Like, I've looked at it so many years with this. You know, where does it affect us, or does it change the way we are? But I can't help it. I think it makes a difference. I kind of get picked on for being too nice at times. I think that's not going to fix anything. Like, I would forgive them all. You've asked me that a couple times. How could you do that? I don't want to deal with these people again. If I hold anything against them, I'm going to have to see them again.
Right.
I'm not against anyone. They got away with it. All this stuff that's happening, they got away with it because it was all set up before we got a chance to do anything about it. So, really, it's like nobody could do anything about it yet. Like, we might be the only ones that can. What do you think of that?
Well,
like our generation or the remnants of what's left here.
I'm leaving it to you guys. Who's that one behind us? The X-Men or something? The millennials or something?
Oh, the next generation.
Yeah, leaving it to you guys.
You can't really do that these days. You know what would your mother know? Tell me, what would mother say?
Here it is. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Yeah. Your mother should know. Yeah.
I'm sure our mothers know by now.
Your mother should know. Yeah.
That's part of why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
I just hope she loves me as much as I love her. Getting here.
Seven children,
you gotta wonder how many she can take.
Well, I think mothers love their kids, and it's like, you know, and dads love their kids, and it's like, you just can't help it.
Sure. Yeah. Can you love all the children like they're your own? No, you can't.
Some kids are so cute, and some kids are just like, you just want to bark. It's like, get them away. But it's like,
really? You're going to put that out there.
I know. Get that kid away from me, Jake. Stop. Put a muzzle on it.
Where'd they come from?
God. That's the ugliest baby I've ever seen.
I thought they were wrong.
Dads.
Especially to their mothers.
I know.
Mothers should know. Oh, no. Mothers should know. They're all good.
Your mother should know. Whoa.
Of course. It's how we know it.
I shared the feelings with us. My mama done told me. Yeah. My mama told me.
It's like shopping around.
My mama done told me. My mama done told me. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to get weird here. I'm just going to get weird. Why not?
Well, yeah, we could be. And we're all listener supported, so they're actually supporting this stuff. They're amazing, right? After so many years.
Send your money in. Send it by check. Send it by credit card. Send it on a carrier pigeon. We or they or whoever don't care. You just support that listener supported radio on Revolution Radio. See? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. Revolution Radio. Number one. That's what I hear.
That's what I know. On Sunday nights.
At 10 p.m. Some people, they want to save the world. And most people, they want to live in peace. But some among us, they're possessed. Oh no, they're possessed. But you can listen to the answers on Revolution Radio. That's us. You know what? You
catch
on Studio B.
Yes. All you need to know is think for yourself. This will think for you. It'll be too late by the time you realize it.
You can make a paper airplane and you can paste, you know, glue some money to that and just let it rip.
Money has wings.
Take it away, why not? Tell them where to send that, and you can collect your prize.
Do we have a prize? The prize is how much we laugh. I think it's funny that the world is such a laughing place.
That's a prize.
What's the prize? It's a surprise.
It was mostly disappointing, I have to say. But you know, you couldn't. It was worth fighting over to just get that prize in your crack deck. Worth cereal.
Worth fighting.
Yeah, I think I was fighting with my kids once.
I remember the cereal box.
Yeah, I wanted something.
It was only one box.
Yeah, of course. That's why I don't get sent shopping. I remember coming home with two boxes of the same thing because they both had to have one, and that really freaked Joanne out. Mm-hmm. It's like, so I remember she stopped sending me to, both my wives stopped sending me to the store for stupid things. I'm just saying, I was got penalized doing the nice right thing.
You don't follow orders well.
No, not when it comes to that. Yeah, because I can put myself in a kid's position, even though I'm supposed to be the mature adult. I can see it.
I can see why too, and they probably don't get a chance to get out of the box as much.
Sometimes they need to see how stupid it was to get something. You know, it's a good lesson. Like, you know, you'll love something.
My daddy will go.
Yeah, but then when you get all the. No, I tell you what. Sometimes you go through a lot of trouble to get something, right? And you make everybody around you crazy, mm-hmm. and then you get it, and it's just it sucks, mm-hmm. and it's like it wasn't worth the freaking aggravation or anything, and you feel bad. And that helps, but it helps you like evaluate things, you know, in the future. Next time you start whining about, like, I want a butt plug. I want a butt plug. You know? You can't have one. When you grow up, Mommy.
Yes.
Just be quiet.
Yes, I'm
just
mommy.
I got borrowed your butt log, mommy.
Well,
that
was back in the day. We're talking. This funny's for you.
Why am I here, man? Oh my god! But I'm glad I was there now, because I could actually talk. I could actually tell the stories. Like, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. We've got, what is a character? So to call it.
I've got a character. Got his eyes.
Did there? All kinds of strange characters.
Yeah, I've met all kinds of strange characters. Mostly from
possessed.
You. Yeah, mostly from you, though.
Exactly. Oh, I'm like that. I'm a character magnet.
Just saying. Oh.
That's right. All the noise.
No, that was me. And I had like a song.
Oh,
like
good timing.
Something was like eating my ear, right? So I took my, I lifted my earphone, so I could stick my finger in my ear. And the second I did that, this thing went click, but like a loud click pop. And I thought, oh my God, I'm back. I got here. Help me.
The world hears you.
But I survived that one. And I'm still here, so we're still talking. Good.
Yeah. I think bugs are my biggest problem ever.
Yeah, I don't like the bugs.
I just, you know, I found these little tiny, tiny ants that I can barely see. Now, none of them have bothered me any, but I realized that they're around, you know. So now I got to wonder, you know, am I protected from these things? They're tiny as hell. So,
yeah, I would get some ant spray and spray around. And I'd spray and walk away for like a day. Or just spray around the
ant. I could, yeah. You can't just sterilize everything.
I would poison and destroy like a 20 square feet, you know, with insect repellent, and then I would let it sit for a day or so. I'm just saying. I mean, I would try to kill everything. I'm like, I'd bring in the fire.
But it would kill you, you know, or you come back and sit in the middle of it and like, oh, I gave it a day or so.
And I'm glad you said that. Because we did that back in the day when we were camping out, you know, when we were kids, and we sprayed, someone sprayed Raid all over. I was probably one of them, sprayed Raid all over the place, right? And then I got sick that night.
Exactly. Like in the tank that you were in?
Yeah. This is like when we were probably 10 years old. Yeah, stupid. Yeah, again, back then, it was just stupid.
Well, back then we thought that the Raid wasn't bad for us. How dumb it is. You know, because the way they market the stuff, we thought, oh, this is good. It kills the bugs, but it can't hurt us.
The way they market it. happy people smiling, spraying Raid on each other. And the insects would go like, no, don't do that. And you spray them, they would go through a little traumatic death scene. And that was supposed to make us like, well, that's a good product, man. You see the way that freaking bee died? Oh, I want to see that too. It was pretty good.
Everybody wants to see. I think that's the joke, is we want to see. Like, they keep us occupied all the time with that kind of stuff.
What, with Raid?
No, with things to see, like, like the government. Whatever our interest is, they provide it. So they keep us, like, you know, follow the leader. And you gotta love it. That's just the time that we're in. We get to see how this all works on us. Or doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. I always look at it like the good side always has the best ideas, so... How could anything go wrong, right?
Well, let's see. The good side has wait. The good side has the good ideas. The good side has the good ideas.
The ones that want to just live, there's more of the ones that are good about things.
I want to live. Absolutely.
I think it's more like you look at the system that we're in, and you can see how corrupt things are. And you don't want to be like that, you know? So, I mean, who wants to bow down to a king? It's just unbelievable these days.
And, well, it makes life simple, though. A lot less stress.
Well, not really, when you think about it. You're going to get pittance compared to what they get.
No, because it's sort of like religion. It's like you know, it's like the king. It's like, you know, it's like, don't worry.
You have to have a king.
Yeah, the king will absorb your, and you know, if you do something wrong, the king will make up for it. He'll take care of you.
Well, isn't that the real king? Is like the one that's responsible for all his people. You know.
Well, he'd be a good king if he actually really like shared the wealth and took care of people. It took stress away from people.
No, so I mean, awesome. I mean, it's like, you know, you have like a train wreck or something, and the company should like, you know, make sure nobody got hurt. You know, be the real king, you know.
A train wreck.
Take care of like people.
Boy, you'd be busy over here like one a day. Train wreck.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the system that we're in is supposed to take care of its people, right? So, you know, you can't just, like, put that off on, like, I don't know what to do about it or something.
Give me a good example. I know people should take care of people, but give me a good example.
I'll give you a great example. We used to think that it doesn't matter how much it costs, we'll just save a life. That's what the hospitals were like, right? You worry about the cost later.
Well, that's how you. That's the Hippocratic Oath or something. That's how it always is seen.
Well, it's like if you have the technology and the equipment and stuff, why wouldn't you use it? I mean, just because it costs too much to use, that's not a good excuse not to use it.
Yeah, but it's a meat business, man. I'll tell you what, like everyone, like, they try to save as many people as they can. In the ER, because that's a moneymaker. That's a moneymaker. You're getting paid for that. They get them out now. When they get them out of the hospital,
they don't make as much when they lose them or something.
No, but if they can put them in a room and keep them overnight or keep them for a week, then there's all kinds of extra money to be made. And, you know, and sometimes it's like, and if they got any kind of good reason from the CIA, FBI, or local authorities, or anybody who just might be like in the swamp to make sure they die, they don't want to see them get out of the hospital, then you know, they infection or it just went wrong. So the person dies. So it's a good, but I'm just saying, it's a moneymaker, you know, real moneymaker. Got to get that person, got to save.
Isn't that the kind of the point is like, you know, like it used to be like it wasn't about money. It was about what we could do. You know, we would do anything we could. Like when somebody says, can you save me? Can you, you know, fix this? If you can fix it, you can't say no, right?
Well, yeah, and capitalism came into play because if you're a doctor, man, if you can save the impossible, if you can, like, right, you get a name for yourself, you make more money, you know. So,
We used to look for some new technology to save more people. And
so, yeah, your odds are better living because somebody wanted to make more money. It was like it was incentive to save your life.
So, did we reach a point where we can save too many people now that we can do heart surgery and all kinds of things and
kind of look through
every part of your body?
I think that, yeah, I think that's pretty fabulous.
Is that what your fear is?
No,
I just want to know, what does the mothers that know think of, you know, the way we treat our children?
These politicians who want to play God, man, this is perfect for them because they can play God with the
you're not allowed.
The medical system. Well, they are.
Right. I remember when they were negotiating the insurance, like the Obamacare or whatever it was, and they couldn't come to a conclusion unless a certain amount of people had to die. You know, like they had to go back and figure it out until they got the right amounts.
It's not very
like how many they're going to save. Or nothing. Well, I mean, that was kind of their statistics was like, you know, how is this going to work and how much can we do? Good.
I want to give some kind of kudos to this Kennedy guy. I watched this. He had a great interview, man, about how the CIA killed his uncle, being JFK. Mm-hmm. I heard stuff that I never heard before. This guy, they're going to take this guy out. This guy's he's revealing things. He's unbelievable things. All right,
this is Revelations, right?
It has to be. because he's talking about how like his father, his dad and Ethel, they used to have this guy who was a Russian spy come over all the time, and like the CIA was really pissed about it, but they didn't give a shit because they knew he was fun. He was a funny guy. He talked, you know, and he's just talking. He was talking about the hotline to Khrushchev. He's like, everybody knew, don't touch that red phone, man, because you do Khrushchev can take it up and shit. The things behind the back, like he's talking to things about what JFK and Khrushchev's conversations they had about how they're both paranoid of their KGB and their CIA and how they knew shit was going down.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was talking about this Oswald. Like, Oswald was in the Air Force. Didn't know this one. He was stationed in Japan. That's where he was first approached by the CIA. I always knew Oswald was in the CIA. I always knew it, man, because I've been about him being a traitor to Russians. I always said, he's a effing, this is all freaking, you know.
The fact that he had three names.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all kinds of great stuff. But hearing Robert Kent, Robert Kennedy, his son, right? Just hearing this stuff come from them about the involvement and who, and he said some really shitty stuff about Johnson too. So I'm loving this guy now. Although he's not perfect, but revelations time. I like the word you use is perfect because he's saying things like he's just. I should send you the link. Great interview. I'm sure you can get it. If you go to YouTube, man, and just like type in the JFK, whatever the guy's
talking about.
Yeah, a guy from England.
Yeah.
Has a show. Anyway, I saw two interviews with him. Awesome. He is the.
Wait, which guy? Was it Russell Brand?
Yeah, Russell. That's it. Russell Brand. That's the guy. And there's another guy that did one too. Yeah, I love Russell too. He's funny. I like him. He's right. He gets right. And there's another guy I never saw before. Doesn't matter. But it was a great interview with this guy again. And he is telling it like it is. What he's saying is, it's time for a revolution, a peaceful revolution in this country. Because I got to tell you this one. I got to get this out of my chest here. It's like the Bay of Pigs was actually designed by Nixon and Eisenhower. And they dumped that on Kennedy. And Kennedy couldn't talk the freaking the generals out of it. All that's bullshit, you know. But I'm just saying, he was pressured into that. Kennedy didn't like that. I'm just saying, just different spins on history. Well,
they were trying to run everything on him. That's what you're hearing, right? Like, they didn't want somebody changing their ways. And that's the same thing we're going through now, you know, where Trump got a chance to see behind the curtain and everybody freaked out on him.
Yeah, and Trump didn't run their agenda. So that's the same. Just like Kennedy didn't run the agenda.
So it's a cycle, right? We're in this cycle.
Well, you always get a wise guy.
Is to fix it.
No, you always get a wise guy.
Running 30
that's the cycle. Someone says, "What is this crap going on? I'm going to take care of this," and then they get shot down, literally or figuratively, and then it just waits for the next person to say, "What the hell's going on here? I'm going to take care." People need to know what's going on, and then they kill them. It goes again.
Well, yeah, you can't do that much anymore. You know, there's a lot of things going on now. Like, we're in a time of light. We're supposed to know better. That's what Revelations is. There really isn't any plausible deniability because we've got all the cameras in the world now. You know, everything's on camera. Nobody can get away with anything. I mean, they still want to run the show, but you can't run the show. Nobody can run this show. What's really going on is it's the last chance for the hell on earth to get away with hell and take as many souls as it can with it. So when the people actually, you know, figure out that that's what's going on, nobody's going to play this game anymore. It's all a game. It's whether you participate or not. And if you do end up being in these groupies, you're going to hell with them, you know, because you're involved with them. And I think anybody stand, like the way the pandemic went, anyone that stands on the wrong side of the pandemic and pushed it on people and, you know, forced their will and acted like they did, I think they're the ones that are in hell. And they're trying to say that the other people shouldn't have a choice. And everybody should have a choice. That to me is what hell is, when you don't have a choice. And your mother should know.
Oh, your mother. Your mother should know. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
don't it's a good time that we're in, you know? Like you know, when you do something to piss off the moms, they start saying something, and everybody does what they're told after the moms decide what they want. And I think that's what all this, like, bullshit in the news is all about, is to distract everybody from the power of women and, you know, where we come from and how the egg was for the man. And we chase chicks. We got to figure it out. I mean, we know better. It's Revelations time. What don't we know?
Well, that's why I'm really digging this, because I'm like this conspiracy. I love the Kennedy conspiracy, okay? And it's like,
oh, yeah,
some
my
thing.
Favorite,
like,
yeah.
I got him observations. It's like this, he was a kid. He was 10 years old to 14 years old, and he was around adults, right, constantly. They were talking about this shit, right, and having private family conversations about, and he's talking about that stuff now, all right? What he knows and what he actually heard himself, he heard things. You know, and he met people that appear in a Warren report, and people that, so all kinds of different things. And
there's a creator, you know, that has like put him on a path to see all this. Good.
And he's part of that freaking Kennedy clan. So you got to kind of say, like, okay, man, he doesn't have to do this.
Look at the timing.
He's part of the elite people that are running the planet. All right, he doesn't have to do this, yet he obviously has a bone to pick with somebody. He's got that Trump at it. He's got like Trump. Trump just wants to punch you out. You know, he just wants to whatever. And this guy looks like he wants to do the same thing.
Well, set it straight, right?
Yeah, get it right. That's right. Set it straight.
Everybody
the
wants
truth.
To set it straight.
All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Exactly. Yeah. What's that one with all the different people, like, just believes in himself or something?
I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Kennedy's. I don't believe in Hitler. I don't believe in kings. He just goes right on time. He's awesome. Glenn was awesome. Is he the man? Was he the man?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you ask, were they inspired? Like, I was listening to Genesis today. And of course they were inspired. I mean, how does this stuff come out? You know, and they were in the right place, the right time, with the right, you know, timing to sit around and do something like that. So, you know, it could have been the drugs that helped them, but, you know, it comes from a higher power. It comes from somewhere that this stuff has to be said or done or, and that's what Kennedy really is. He's the next cycle of this.
Wait, ready?
Chance. Go ahead.
Sorry, but keep those blades sharp. I know what I like, and I like what I know. Oh, my God. I had to get that out.
That was a great album. I haven't listened to an album in years, you know. And you got me going with the Mother Shit Dough. I went and listened to that, and I was like, found four or five of them. You know, Beatles albums.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Mother should know. Here it is. Your mother should know. I can't get to it. Your mother should know. Here we go. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Yeah. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Yeah. I can't help you.
Well, they
do,
you know, like if anybody knows you, your mother knows.
Your mother should know.
But, you know, when you think about the way the world goes, what do the mothers get to say? And when the mothers do stand up for the children, it's over. You know, you got to do the right thing.
No, I love it when mothers stand up for their kids. It's awesome. I love that. That's always good, man. So it always shows, like, that's like reality. It always shows, like, the mothers, it's like human nature.
Not
Adam,
sacrifice any more of our children.
You talk about me, you know, you don't touch my kid, I'll kill you. And I tell you, that's what's so
Exactly. So how can somebody decide somebody else's life, or if there's too many of us, or you know, how we should live, or what type of food we eat, all this stuff. Why isn't it just the regular people that decide everything?
Why aren't we responsible for it? I don't know. These people are about to take care of me. I see my doom coming soon enough, man.
When you get home.
I face the wrath of reality every day with taxes and freaking people want to take this from me. It's a battle, man. So when I think about that, I get serious, but not really. You know, if I'm just thinking, there's always a way out. There's always a last minute. There's always some kind of rope. some kind of evil plot that'll try to steal more
from your soul for.
Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith, actually, in the future.
Saviors.
I don't know, really.
I think man has evolved, you know, like even though it doesn't look like it. It's like I hear a lot of people saying they'll never do anything, they won't stand up. These people, the way they are. I don't believe any of that. I think you shouldn't say stuff that way. I think everybody's ready for something better, and nobody's presented anything better. And, you know, you don't need to fight. That's just going to make it worse. So it's like what we really have already is more than enough for everyone. And it's an illusion, all the stuff that we're going through, because that's the guy with the curtain. You know, like, he's the one that set it all up for us to fail right now. So, you know, when the people say, you know, you can't afford this stuff, we can't keep, like, it's a perfect example is they come across down at the border, and there's 10,000 a day now, and they give them a cell phone. Now, I would like whoever came up with that idea to be the one that pays for the cell phone. Like, why should the taxpayers pay for something? You're not fixing the homeless problem, so you're not putting them up in hotels or anything. So anybody that comes up with these ideas, like we're supposed to treat them better than the homeless.
I got to say this. Whoever came up with that idea for the cell phone, that's a genius idea. They got a raise. Someday they'll probably be a congressman or senator. Because
they can track
every cell phone they get. Yeah, exactly. Keeping track of them.
Exactly. That was their excuse. But that's not my point. My point is they're spending like $65,000 a day for all the calls that are free that the taxpayers are paying
for.
That's
all. We shouldn't be paying jack shit for these calls. It's all rip-off. It's just like paying for freaking water and electricity. This stuff should be free. Yes. Charging us for freaking phones. What is the cost?
That's a good point.
Once the towers are put up.
I would agree. That was my second point, was that it doesn't cost them anything to make these phones and give them out. So they're looking at it like it's pennies.
Or the call.
But when they charge the taxpayer, we're paying top dollar, even though they're making them for 10 cents.
Sure.
You know, so they could just run an extra day's work, you know, phones, and it cost them $100.
Okay. Can I say this? Okay. So the Biden family and the Pelosi family probably invested in the phones that they're giving
people. Selling the phones.
Right. So they sold these phones to the public, they go for $10. But they're charging, really, they're giving these people for nothing, but they're charging the taxpayers like $150 per phone.
Exactly.
And they're just pocketing the money. The people that invested
like
in these phones. So anyone in Congress and Senate,
they
got to invest in that little deal. You want to invest in the phone deal? All these immigrants are getting phones, man. Let's see, there'll be like about 5 million phones given out.
Free Obama phones and change them over to $400 phones.
So I don't know. You do the math now. We'll probably each make 10 cents per, 10 cents times, 2 million or something, like whatever that comes to. So we're all going to make big money out of it.
It's crazy. It's like it's all about the money, and that's why these people do anything to keep up with the Joneses, like, you know, to actually pay for their bills at the end of the month. So we're kind of all, you know, at everybody's, mercy if they're going to have to make their bills. You know, like they're willing to sell their soul to make their bills. And when the system gets to that point where everybody's got to sell their soul to make their bills, are we really living? I mean, isn't it more like Charles in charge or Charles in charge? We're all bozos now.
I tell you, I'm just fuming now. Not really, but I'm just thinking, man. Somebody
I'm
got
not
invested.
Trying to wind you up.
Somebody invested in that phone deal, and somebody on the inside made a ton of freaking money because they knew those phones were going out to
well,
people.
Absolutely.
And they're the ones that freaking did it. There's a few people that made got
thing.
Rich on that.
It's the same thing with the hotels because nobody can afford a hotel nowadays, so they're putting them up in these real ritzy hotels and getting paid by the taxpayers. So it's like, you know, they complain that, oh, we shouldn't do that. Well, not them. Everybody else is complaining. That's why they're saying, oh, maybe we should put them in a cheaper hotel. But still, we're putting them in a hotel that somebody's getting paid for, and they're the ones that, you know, they're friends with whoever's setting up all these schemes. And the funny thing is, the pandemic was the same thing. Like, it was who you knew, how much you knew, you know?
Right, whether you stayed up or not.
They had governors selling masks and stuff. You know, it was their company selling them.
Some people got to stay up and some people didn't.
Exactly. And most of the little businesses lost. And now they've cut off most of the jobs, too, because we really don't need jobs anymore, according to them. They don't want to feed us all. They don't care about what we do next.
But my youngest son, he starts in a week from now. Not this one, but next week. He got a job working from home. He's up here. He's
That's
up
awesome.
Here in the 50,000s. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. I,
That's
I don't
really
know
good.
I don't know what happened in this world, man, in the last 3 years since I retired. I'm telling you, I mean it. This COVID thing, everything's changing. All three of my kids are working at home. These companies really, they drop this
companies?
Stuff off. They just dropped off this freaking computer and these two giant monitors. I mean, they give my kids, these companies give them this stuff, and they just enter doing work from home. That is that they're turning us into like a white collar. I don't know. We're just paper pushers, but now it's like we're PC.
Yeah, but you're saving time and you're
for laptop
saving, like, you know, office buildings and stuff.
Laptop lackeys.
Well, yeah. You don't see as much sunlight, sure. But
what
you should
you
have more time if you don't have to go back and forth to work. Yeah, you can just sit out on your porch and do your work.
Yeah, you're not you're not getting much sunshine when you're driving in the traffic again or driving down the road. My arm always used to get sunburned. One arm would always be more burnt, you know.
But, you know, like when you're busy, they keep you in the dark, too. So you're busy all the time.
Well, yeah, but you're still
you're
8 hours
doing
a day.
Doing anything else?
Yeah, but you could be somewhere.
No,
else.
I think they had to do it. I don't think they can afford all the office buildings and the heat and everything, the air conditioning. So I really think it's better for the businesses, and they probably realized that. And this whole pandemic thing was probably planned to do that.
And that should cut down
to
people driving.
Well, it will.
Yeah.
I heard a story that all the pollution from the driving during the week comes back in the rain on the weekends.
Yeah.
It's clear in the sky. And we get into a cycle like that if you check the weather.
Yeah, you get a double dose.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
You breathe it, and then it seeps through your skin.
Yeah. But when you put particulates up in the air, the water gets it and absorbed by it, you know, it absorbs them, and that brings the rain. So whenever you see the clouds, you're just putting particulates up there.
Any kind of humidity, your body just absorbs it too.
I've been in humidity for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The spring thing is getting to me. It's like everything feels wet.
It's beautiful here, man. It's right 60 degrees. It's a beautiful night. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's been so hot, you can't even sleep with a blanket.
I know, man. I got the lawn cut.
It's crazy.
Some trimming. I mean, seriously. I mean, and it's just beautiful weather. And that storm did not come my way. That storm that you said, oh, it'll come get you next. It didn't come get me next because it went straight north.
It's
heading up towards like Chicago or something. Yeah, it fizzled out, but it's heading that way. The air mass heading right to Canada.
That's interesting. That's like a big dip then, at least down here. So you got good weather, and I got wet.
Oh, man, yeah. You're just like thunderstorm every day, so you're an immunity.
Yeah, there was but huge storms.
You might as well live in Fort Lauderdale. That's what the weather was like in that area. Every day, thunderstorm.
I hear that's the place to go. They have the best rules now.
We'll pop in a beach for there. What do you mean? You tell me it's a fun place to live?
No, they were making better rules, you know, for like a protected state. They're allowing guns. You can get your gun the same day, you know, and you're allowed to carry.
Yeah, no, it's this like, is so stupid. Florida's like,
it's why better is, rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really
why cool. Is it like that?
Everybody has guns. I don't understand what the big woo-ha is. Everybody has guns anyway. Even if people are screaming they don't want guns, they all got their guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to control your guns.
And then this thing,
yours against theirs.
And like, oh, Florida's a place to be because they don't tolerate the LGBTQXYZ.
They changed all thing. The rules,
I'm saying, right. You know what? It's like.
They also don't feed the homeless, so it's not what you think there.
I don't know. Don't they?
They well, have rules sure. against it. It's like a resort place, you know. That's one of the reasons they want to all be gunned up, you know.
Well, I just heard they're trying to push this thing where people can camp out on our lawns around here. They're saying they're trying to pass that kind. I'm thinking like that doesn't sound good to me.
Make it just show up and stay on your lawn.
Yeah, this is happening all over in the country right now.
I think that's the homeless, right?
There's something wrong about
that.
You've got
to be able to stay somewhere.
There's a big park down there, man. You know, down the road. So they should all be in the freaking township, the township building parking lot.
You're not allowed to sleep in the park.
Well, that's bullshit. That's a perfect place. Really better than I mean, how do you tell a person, you can't use my bathroom? If I have five people camping in my yard, how do you tell them? And then they're just going to crap all over the yard. It's a weird situation, man. So I think the government's looking for a revolution. Really, people are going to get hurt.
Of course it's a revolution. It's a thing that would piss everybody off, right? Isn't that what we're going through? Why did they open the border? Because it got everybody upset. Now we got to sit here and think, you know, what type of people are we? Most of us came from somewhere else. You know, even
these
if it was our
help.
Ancestors.
They need help, man. I wouldn't mind just giving each one $50,000 and say, you know what, go either blow it.
Well,
you know,
we
go,
all
or,
need help
or
right
go,
now.
Go invest it. Yeah, I agree. But I'm just saying, it's like, you know what? Get out of our hair. That's it. Go make a life for yourself.
Well, I don't think it's like that, really. I think it's like a, you know, a setup where they're opening the border in certain places and they're reporting on the border that they keep closed. You know, so they're saying it's no big deal. And the person saying that is where the border is really closed. You know, but where it's open, it's a big deal. But they're not reporting there. And then you hear things like they were organizing the swim across the river where, you know, somebody would give a sign and 150 people would jump out of a crowd. It, well, 150 people already know which ones are going to go, and they all get up and go. And it was always the same amount and same single, and, you know, and it's like it was set up when they figured it out by the Biden administration. So it's like this whole thing's coordinated, and the Red Cross is down, you know, at that place you were saying that you can't get past, you know, giving people bus rides up to here. I think the whole thing is criminal. I think it's like, you know, suicide in a way, because these people don't know how much of a criminal act they're really doing. Like all of them, you know, because it's really supposed to have some rule. Like everybody else waited their turn and stuff.
In my heart, yeah, but in my heart, this was just the problem is, in my heart, and this is coming from the Creator, these people, if they really want to be in America, if they really think this, like, because who knows what torture they're going through. Our government's bad enough, but they're living in real third world countries, governments, you know, with lack of...
Which our government probably made it that way or kept it that way.
I'm not, I don't want to go there. but it's just a, America is known throughout the planet as the great melting pot, and we really are the great experiment melting pot, because, you know, and that's why we'll never die, because nobody can blow us up, because they'd be blowing up their own relatives. So it's a great place to be. It's like Rome once was the center of the world, you know, and once upon a time, Paris. I don't know how that works. But anyway, right now, the United States is like, it's still the place to frickin' be. If you want to be decadent, or if you want to be religious, you know, a religious nut or a decadent.
Yeah, if you want to have a chance to be yourself.
You can be as far right or far left as you want, as long as you don't hurt nobody. And it's like, what a great place to be.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, as long as you don't make me pay attention to your sex
life. As long as you don't
care what you're doing.
I know. And then she pulled my pants down and...
what would your mother say?
I said, well... Let's all get up and dance to a song. Hey, let's all get up and dance to a song. Was it it before the Lord was born? Because she was born a long, long time ago. Your mother should know. Your mother should know. Yeah. Your mother should know. Your mother.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two swerving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we are back just in time. Gotta love the way things go here. So this is Why Not. I got Scott, and it's Mother's Day, and we're enjoying That Your Mother Should Know. And this is all listener supported here. This is the number one place because this is where people share what they feel like, you know, and we can actually be real. And we don't have to hide anything like the system does from everything. You know, if your system has to hide something, it's not on the right side. You know, like, look at how many people wouldn't do stuff like our system would, you know, and we could come up with something better no matter what we do, because the side for the most people always has the best ideas. Like, you know, when it gets it right, it's always easy to get the right idea. But the joke is, it's actually hard for them to figure out how to fool us and how to hide everything and how to get away with murder. And you know, how long can you get away with stuff? Because the creator kind of reveals everything nowadays. And there's no way out at this point. We know what's coming next. We know how it works. We really act like we don't know enough because we're not really thinking people really, you know, the way they think of us, but we think we know something. But, you know, like when Lennon and all the other people that are, you know, special in the music business came up with all those lyrics, where do you think they all come from? What do you think, Scott? Are you with me yet? I don't know. I think it's all inspiration here. I think everything man does is for something more. You know, like, it's just the way you go. And the way we treat each other is just how far we get. That's how it's kind of set up. So it's like our chance to see how everybody acts, especially when you know better. And this revelations thing is like a 24,000 year period. It's like you always find out in the end what they've been doing to you for the last 20 some 100 years. So I mean, that's why everything gets reset, because the king can't hide everything anymore. And we're not supposed to have a king of the world. That's, you know, that's when you're weak and you don't think for yourself. Are you back with me yet, Scott? He's on mute. I don't know if he knows that. But it's interesting that we've been here long enough to actually go through all of this. You know, like when you get to the end of the road and you can't go any other way but the right way. You know, like you got to stop, you know, hiding everything that you do to each other and kind of face it sometime. Like, it's interesting that the reaction I see on the border, you know, when we did the same thing to the original people here. And, you know, like, they're kind of looking at it like, you know, now you know how it feels. You know, but the real point is that we're supposed to make room for what's next. We're supposed to work it all out. You know, like everything that gets thrown at us, if we were to work it out, it really wouldn't have the effect it's, you know, being pushed on us. And I think I got Scotty back now.
Oh, God. Scotty, hi. I just got here. I got to say it before I forget. It's like I was sure. Watching the in between, like, the at halftime here. RuPaul's, yeah. I think it's called RuPaul's Drag Race or something. Anyway, yeah, he's just he's a transvestite. Or, no, no. Yeah, these guys are weird. He's a
drag race.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's just like beauty contest with these transvestites. Yes. Anyway,
that would be amazing, right? They got all the fashion and stuff.
That's what I'm getting at. So my wife is watching. So I said to her, why is it these girls are hotter than real girls? These guys are right. Mm-hmm. These guys are hotter than real girls. I'm looking. I'm thinking, like, holy dang.
Sure. They're trying harder, right?
I mean, some of them are hideous. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're trying to be hideous, just in funny. But some of them, they're like, I'm thinking, like, they wouldn't dare. I mean, they must hang in gay bars or something. Because if you did that in public, if you did that in, like, the heterosexual bar, I see someone like, Philly, you could fake somebody out, man. That's like, I'm so immature. But anyway.
Fake somebody
out. For at least a minute or two, I'm saying,
the creator should know.
Creator should know.
You got it.
Yeah, creator.
You think we'll get a clue when we end up with something like that? Just so you know what you're going for there, dude.
But anyway, I said to my wife and her man, I said, well, maybe I said to her, look, they're hot. Why is it these freaking guys are looked hotter than girls, man? It's like girls should be taking lessons off of the fashion, I guess.
Yes, they do. Can you tell me by the way I walk?
I know it sounds weird.
But the joke
is
that they can like, you know, figure out, you know, how everything works and try and copy it. So they're a really good imitation. Actually better than the original is what you're saying.
In the look part. I was taken back by how high, I mean, they kind of like cleavage and I don't know what they're strapping on to make it. I don't know how they make it look real, but it looks like you got real boobs and stuff. It's freaking unbelievable. I was watching too much, but I only sat there for for 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes watching this. I got so.
Yeah, you were late.
well, no, there's
got my attention.
I was eating some sausage.
That's what it was. The psychological thing.
And it was really spicy.
It's hot as it gets.
It was hot. Oh man,
the creator set you up.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang up here in the red room. Look how excited I was to get back.
Where you're
safe.
Oh,
my God. You should have seen me. It was so
look
awesome.
What I saw. You can see anything nowadays, especially with AI. Show me what you got.
I'll tell you what. Next week, I'll just sit right here in the red room during the halftime break.
So what are your chances of dating space?
Well, all these thoughts are running through my head. Like, what if you? I mean, I don't have to worry about it. I'm like, I'm freaking.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're lucky. You
said,
got
yeah.
through it.
If I'm saying, well, can you imagine? Can you imagine like something that they're in front of you at the shop in the supermarket and you start flirting with her or hitting her? I'm just saying, you know, you would.
Don't they check
you
out
dress
at
like
times?
That?
Don't you realize?
Who would dress like that in the supermarket? A checkout line. Yeah, I checked her out in the checkout line. Oh, I got to work on that lyric.
No, I'm saying that checking you out.
Checking her out in the checkout line. She was checking me out.
But it was her job. She was getting paid to check you out.
So it wasn't real at all.
just my imagination.
Running away with me.
Yep. That's what's wrong with us. All those moms in the world.
Ah.
They get that way.
moms are so wonderful. They, you know, or there's some, like, it's...
like
the only way we get here. I know what they went through for you.
It's like, but like moms and little and like preschool kids, it's like it's just like so cute. But then you get, then you get moms with like it's like teenagers and stuff, and it's like, oh, poor mom. Not so cute anymore, is it?
No.
You look old. Your kids are just like unbelievable. You're looking like you're.
Like the children worked on you.
Yours took its toll, didn't they?
Actually, I think women look better as they age.
Oh, they do, man, nowadays. I look so thicker than my grandma and stuff. What a joke. These women back in these grandma, these people, they were. She was only 60. And she looked like she was 105, like the crick. I mean, they just like...
Before they have creamer and stuff.
Unflattering clothes and hairdos and just, ugh. Are you kidding me?
Well, you're not really used to that stuff either.
Well, I'm sure Grandpa got turned on. Talking
depression times.
I don't know what times they were around. I know my grandfather was cool because we had this woman. She used to dance in her underwear in the backyard. This is Levittown, right? And it's like, and my grandma was getting pissed off, and my mom was getting pissed off, and it's like, but I knew them because I was friends with her daughter. Her
grandmother was happy, or granddad was happy.
No, she wasn't. Grandma didn't like it because he would go out there and look. He was watching. He couldn't wait for her to come out and do her stupid stuff. She was nuts. Looking back now as an adult, she was a whack job. She was out in her underwear and stuff. She just put the kids out naked. The kids were, they're like 10. 10 years old, 9 years old. 9, 5, and 3 or something. Three girls.
She probably believed in sunshine.
That was her punishment. They were bad, standing outside naked. So, I don't know. This is like 1959, 1960. These are early memories, but I don't remember her dancing naked, half naked though. But my mom, I hear his stories. My older brother, you know. So, but I wasn't very big. I couldn't see out the windows. You know what I'm saying? So really, so they didn't want to see it. I didn't get a look, so I never knew. But my grandpa liked it.
You just went on hearsay.
Oh yeah, but my brother verified it though. My oldest brother, whatever.
Right.
But I heard from my mom too.
But you only know what they told you.
About what a nutcase it was. Well, they always said she was nuts. They were the weirdest people ever. They were swingers, probably. They were just nuts.
They probably didn't want you to get to know them, you know.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I got two things more to say. The guy was in the record industry, so my brother Rick, the oldest one, right? He loved the guy because the guy was always giving him records, like demo records. This is like 1960. Awesome. Yeah, I know. So he was one of those payola guys. He was slick, man. Had the slick hair, the sunglasses, and she was like a string bean. Like, she would kind of remind you of Morticia. Honestly, God, I'm telling you, man. Like,
that's awesome. Right?
Yeah. And last thing I was... he was in a record business. Yeah. One more thing. And here's the kicker. Ready? I remember, for some reason, we're picking one of her daughters up from school. I don't know how I was in the effing car. Seriously now, right? But it was at this Catholic place, a Catholic school, down on State Road by Philly. It was like Archbishop Ryan or something like that. One of those like big names. So they had money. Kid was going to the private Catholic school. And just saying, so there you go.
They probably just think differently.
I have no problems with them. I mean, actually, I do. Because I bumped into the guy like twice one time at a Halloween party. They had, like, he really went all out, like the spook show, like unbelievable. And he pulled my freaking hair. I irritated him. I should have told my dad. My dad would have kicked his ass. But I didn't. But I left. Yeah.
So did that. Children?
He did on purpose, so I almost tripped him or something. He pulled my hair. Whatever, who knows? I mean, what kind of testimony is that? I was just a kid, and now I'm having hallucinogenic memories and shit. But I know it's real, because I've had that stuff many times. Not that disturbing. But he was cool, though.
sunglasses, slick hair, record business.
So that's what it means when you're disturbed by things like that kind of go with you during your life.
But it was the 60s. People used to hit the neighbor, you know, people's kids. I mean, really, people used to discipline their neighbors, sort of, right? Did they?
Yeah. They did. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? And your teachers weren't allowed to do this back then.
No, I thought I got tattled once.
Well, I think they have to sign a permission or something for you to get paddled or something.
Not back in those days.
No.
Nope, they were still padding. They were still getting padded. We were still. Think about this. I mean, I remember elementary school and high school definitely. I remember high school. I never got paddled in high school. I never seen the one with the.
I do remember them having a paddle.
Yeah, the holes.
The holes in it.
I saw kids get paddled in high school. And if you get sent to the vice principal, he would do that too. That was part of the capital punishment, the vice principal's office, supposedly.
That was a Christian thing, wasn't it?
Well, it says spirit of rod spoiled the child.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were allowed to hit the children back then. Now the children will sue you. And win.
Oh, yeah, you can't touch anybody anymore.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how everything has changed, you know.
Oh, yeah. By 1986, you couldn't touch anybody anywhere. How's that? I know by 86, that stuff was out.
Now they want to change. You can't talk about anybody.
I know.
Even though they can tell you everything about their sex life, which I don't want to know.
You can be expelled from school now for racist talk or complaining about listening to them. Or by even saying like the vaccine sucks, don't do it; it'll kill you. You know, by saying stuff like no, it's real. So you know, to get thrown out of school. Hell yeah.
Well, I think it comes down to, you know, you wouldn't trust the science. You know, why would you? You know, when you think about what man can do and the kind of things man wants to do and stuff, why would you trust the science? I don't think man can do much, but they can kill you easy. You know, they can't really cure you or help you. I don't think that was ever the plan. But a lot of people think that your government is there for you. But, you know, how could they afford it if they were there for you? They never figured out how to afford anything.
I can't remember when I thought the government was here for me. Maybe when they gave me cheese once. I went to the township building. I remember I was on welfare. Yeah, and they gave me a big block of cheese.
Your cheese bank. Your Chuckles cheese bank.
Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, no.
Everybody's going to have Chuckles cheese.
I saw him on the coronation. I saw a picture of him in that king outfit. He looks like a rat.
Taking it out of your mind.
I know.
I heard they bury you with the crows or the crown. Make a new one or something.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I don't think they would either, but that's what I heard. Maybe they used to. Probably so somebody could steal it.
So how come the government the entire Senate and Congress and the President and VP don't just stand up and say, you know what, we've been caught, it's obvious, we're guilty, and we resign, and we're all just like, see you later.
It's never happened in history, right?
Would be nice. I mean,
every 2,000 years, the place crashes down amongst us, but they never admit their guilt. What's interesting is if there's another world, there's got to be something higher that has some knowledge that's been here long enough to give us the right way to get it right. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, who do you trust and how high do you go, you know, for your answers. Like, I know that the other world around us isn't going to give you the right answer because they're feeding off you. You know, so they're going to make it chaotic. And when you look at it, people are afraid. They don't know, you know, their imagination is running away with them. The system is telling you they can do anything to you. The AI is total bullshit, but everybody's got, you know, their pants down because of it. You know, waiting for it. But, you know, like, all of it's made up. If you were the dark side, you know you can't do all these things because people will start seeing what you're like and stuff. You know, so they just do what they can get away with and kind of, you know, get enough people on their side or going with them as they can get. Because they know their time's limited anyway. So the whole thing is the system, you know, in technology and stuff, if we were to look at it, we can do almost anything now. So why would we do the wrong thing now? Why would we use our technology to hurt each other? You know, why wouldn't we multiply? Like, everything's so easy to...
Using technology, and I'm having fun with the little things I do. I just got to tell you, I just, like, downloaded this file. I got to tell you, 40,000 paintings. Okay?
I mean, technology.
40,000 paintings by name, country, year, and genre. Unfrickin' real. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, all the famous frickin' people, and these are digital frickin' rep, these are just totally frickin' great. And I just gotta say, so I'm looking through, like, tons of real stuff, but I went to this, like, amazing. One of the folders, it said vintage, historic vintage posters, right? And there's just a couple movie posters here and here. And I can see this one. I mean, I have the icons big, right? But anyway, he's called Captain Satan, King of Adventure. It's like he's got this guy. It's like James Bond holding. He's holding this, like, Tommy gun, right? And he's right. In the shadow, though, is like the devil with horns. He's got a pitchfork. Like, he's like in a big red circle. It says The Mask of the Damned, great action novel by W. O. Sullivan. And then he's got a flashlight, and it's got a little, like, devil holding a pitchfork in it. Okay, I'll put it away. But I'm just saying, the internet, I'm just, like, being turned on to things. Mark my country.
You can do anything, like, it's your show, too.
I'm just saying, man, it's like there's, like, 24.
Be yourself.
I'm
just as crazy about that stuff.
I used to download
just as bad as you, and if I had tetrabyte drives back then, I'd be just as full up and buying more of them.
Yeah, but I am going to somehow get this stuff up to storage. So I'm going to get this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I finished up the history and all this great, but, like, I just got an art collection. It's a 9 gig file, and it's 40,000 art paintings, and I'm happy now. I can close. I don't have to look at this file download anymore. Like, good.
Well, the other amazing thing is you put that on a big screen TV with enough pixels and stuff, and it looks like you're standing in front of it.
You know?
Like, we do have high quality now. So we have all this potential. So isn't that what the dark side has a problem with? We can do anything?
I can look at GIFs and that kind of stuff and MPEGs and stuff. MP3, whatever. I can listen and look at the stuff on my DVD player. Yeah.
But, I mean, if we have a new Alexandria library, then we've got enough information to figure out what's going on. So, you know, this is what Revelations is, when the internet is giving you this much potential. But, you know, with all that potential, how are they going to stop what the people want? That's what's going on. I think the system is trying to make us go broke so that the IMF can buy up all of our, you know, value, and then we owe the IMF. I think the IMF is, like, you know, infiltrated the whole world, and we're, like, the final, you know, I don't know, prize.
Who's the IMF?
The International Monetary Fund. The ones that, you know, work with the UN and want to have a one-world government and start starting to tell people that they're going to be happy with whatever they decide they're going to give them.
Oh, go to Schwab guy.
Yeah, Schwab guy. And all the AI, you know, like even Musk is talking about, you know, we should be afraid. And I think that's the whole push, is to get everybody in fear, because that's how you, you know, you give in to their bullshit. You know, if it's not AI, it'll be the aliens that are coming to take over, because they're running out of ideas. The pandemic ain't going to work. Like, that was just to really see who's on whose side. And actually, we should be taking out all the ones on the other side right now, because it's a big war.
That stupid pandemic thing—it did it. It drew the line for it. It like the people that are studying us—they're getting paid to like know to burn us all the time. They got all kinds of great data from that, like the division of cause. Yeah, it's a great lesson.
That's the point.
The next attack will be a lot worse. They'll have an idea on how people react now.
Well, they also know who is against them, you know? Isn't that the joke?
Yeah. Yeah, but they made that up, though. You know, it's like, it's all made up, but
it was the regular cold. Everybody knows it now that it was such a hoax. And the Department of Defense was ruling the world for a little bit there, because they were the one that organized the whole thing.
Well,
so you got to realize all the countries are in on it, and they're all have to. Well, they all have to do something with their people, because right now, with the way France is acting and stuff, and the way we should be acting, it's like a time of coming up with a new way to live, because nobody's in control of anyone else.
Well,
that's where we're at.
I think I got lots of stuff I took out of this, but like really important for me here, and I think people should think this is important too, is that a bureaucracy took and was making decisions for everybody. You know, these people weren't voted in. These people weren't elected. It's like
that's right.
So they were like kind of running like
that's
this.
That's the biggest point.
Yeah. Well, it should wake people
same
up,
thing
man. It's
with
like
the king, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, wait. If you love and you're brainwashed into that monarchy type of stuff, and you're going with the king anyway, you know, so that's your deal. Even though we would never do that, we know how silly it is. But that's not the same. The king,
it's
everyone
all
accepts
silly
that
right now.
But this bureau,
See,
but
what,
these people,
what,
the,
you've
the,
got,
the bureaucracy.
So you've got all this information. People. And that information is what you've never had time to see in your life, because it wasn't available to us, you know. So, you know, and now that we've all spent the time and gathered this together with the internet, which is huge what we do, because it's more than the system has done. Like, we're really the internet, that, you know, things and stuff, you know, and the system's just, you know, seeing what they can get away with us. You know, because it's up to us. This is our communications. Communications is the key to everything. Like, it solves it all. So what they've been doing is keeping us from communicating, getting us to fight each other, trying to find fault with each other and stuff, so that we'll fight each other instead of fixing anything. It's just the time that we know how to fix everything, because look at all the information you could have. And shouldn't everybody be sharing all the knowledge that we have instead of hiding it? Isn't that what the internet kind of shows you? Is you really shouldn't put a price on what people can learn. You should be helping everybody learn. Whatever they can get their hands on, wanted to learn.
Yeah, I wish I had the intelligence I wish I had the ability to help everybody. I mean, I know I'm sitting here like blabbing away, but I can't really answer anyone's questions, can I? No one's really asking me any questions.
I think the answer is that you know, with all this knowledge, we're all capable of whatever we put our minds to and whatever we want to do. And you might not need to go to school for 12 years if you've got an internet that you can school yourself. You know, so this whole thing with people working at home is going to spread to the colleges and the grade schools too. You know, because why would you want your children to be educated by some government that's not really the best interest of your future? They kept all this knowledge from us all.
That's an interesting question, because some people would, because that's security for their kid. Like, you know, like for anybody, it's like, oh, get trained by the government, get a government job, and that's like, I'll just do what they say, and I'm just going to walk through life. And I'm just going to dance right through life, man. It's going to all be good.
It is the easy way, and most people choose that because, you know, most of us have some tie to the government for our jobs and stuff. But why wouldn't you want to be able to think for yourself and you know, see it your way in a way? Like, what would hurt? I don't think the real people have to hide everything. Only the government that's trying to, you know, get us to do what we're told.
Yeah, I think that Russell guy we were talking about, right? We first mentioned, right? He said that he was like, he was blabbing away, I heard him say, he was blabbing, that 40% of the people, of the population, is on some kind of government paycheck in this country. Either 40 or...
That's what I heard.
You heard that too? Okay. Yeah, I've been hyping about that for years, man. Yeah. No, I've been hyping. No, I just heard this a couple of days ago.
But that means, like you were saying, like everybody's going to vote party line because it's their job.
That's exactly. My uncle, my friend, my kid, you know, their job depends on it. So, yeah.
So why would we have a system that's free, but we're all set up to do what we're told? Like, how is that a choice? What is free if you don't get a choice on everything?
It's human nature.
Is your dominion voting system, you're not allowed to see the opcode? Why?
Because it's a scam. Simple.
Right. I mean, not priority.
It's like this. Right.
They call it.
If you're afraid to show anything or tell the truth, then you must be lying. I mean, well, no way. Some people are afraid to tell the truth, so they'll lose their job. Or else they'll get the guilt. So
here's an interesting one before I forget. Trump, I think he said, and I'm not sure of this, like 170 million was, you know, given to him or something. Or billion or something to run.
Dollars?
Yeah.
Dollars?
And so, yeah, and so my point, I don't know how much it was.
I never heard this.
But anyway, somebody said, oh, that's so much for every person in America. I think it was Solaris said that or something. You know, but she didn't continue on to calculate it, you know. But it's like, well, let's say that we didn't have to pay that much for you know, candidates to run, and everybody in America could get like so much money instead. Like, why do we pay that much to talk everybody into America into believing this stuff? Good.
All right. Like, for instance, let's say they get $10 million. That's a lot of freaking money for them. All right.
How much do you think spent on the election?
Is it $10 million? Like $50 million.
These days.
Think a billion? I don't know. You think 1,000 million? I don't know.
I'm thinking billions. And the joke is, if you were to figure that out, everybody in America could have $1 million.
No. They spent a billion, and everybody would get like $10 or something. It's like 200.
There's like 380 million or something.
No, 300 million. Let's just say 300 million. That means that everybody gets $3 because 1,000 million is equal a billion. So everybody gets $3. So if they spend a billion, that's $3 off everybody.
So my point is, how do we afford that much money for an election just to fool the people into believing whatever the advertising is saying? Now, you know the advertisers are loving these elections, you know. So why are we a world of advertisement and, you know, what you can talk people into instead of what people really think?
Well, if I was a government, I would just confiscate every radio station and TV station and just take it over. and that'd be the end of that.
They already did.
You're right.
We're probably the only ones that don't control.
What am I speaking?
Because we don't have commercials. No, that's the joke, is like, how do you say something if you're, you know, getting paid to play? You can't talk about the boss, right?
Well, we get to. You're so fired. You have to find a place that's either under the radar.
You're old enough. The children are old enough to get the threat.
Why would
we have a place that you got to be worried about what you say or do? Because they'll change the way they treat you. You know, like, what kind of choice is that in this free world that we're supposed to create when somebody's money means more than what you think? And aren't we all, like, kind of in this game of Monopoly and kind of at fault with them if we're going to play along and go to war for them and, you know, make the bombs that they sell to the world? Because we're number one for, you know, weapons. What do we make here in
We're number one.
You just control everybody's mind.
There you go. I mean, oh my, that's funny. Whenever I feel depressed, I can always say, you know what? We sell more weapons than anybody. We're number one. Celebrate.
We're making sure that we don't overpopulate the planet.
What would happen?
You find out and get rid of them. So what would your mother think?
Oh, I'll tell you, what would you think? That's what she thinks.
Yeah, all kinds of shit goes through our heads.
I'm sorry, my computer's my computer says getting Windows ready. Don't turn off your computer.
That was worth it, though.
I know. I was like, oh my god.
There's a message to my dudes. I love downloading. I think it's funny that they tried to put rules on it. I used to always say if it's on the air or it's in the air, you can't really put any rules on it.
Yeah, I'm all right now because it's like I never downloaded movies. I was just into the audio, and every time I get some, I don't really share it over the airwaves. So it's like anyone can't get me for sharing it to people. You know, I never upload it. So.
You want to see. These bad seeds.
I think they're more after it's those Hollywood creeps, you know, and a couple rock stars that went after people because most people didn't give a crap, you know. And but Hollywood did. Those Hollywood political, they're so
cheap. Well, I think it's all about marketing. It's all what they can make money on, you know. Like if they figure they can do something about
I'm just saying, like, these movie stars, man, they got to be losing money. No one's going to the theaters, and it's like whatever. I think people are just downloads. You know, like, they're making all their money off the cable now. You know, they're cutting contracts with this, you know, part of this, or Netflix this, or I don't know. There's all kinds
I think there's lots of people in the world, and they make plenty of money, you know, especially from the people that wouldn't do something like you would do. So I think it's kind of useless to bother people that, you know, maybe everybody would do it if he could, you know, if he were allowed. But I think since I've been doing it, and I used to download movies and share them and stuff, there's so many people that do it that it's really not a crime if that's what people would do. It's more like, you know, you're supposed to, you know, like, think what the people think, not what the system thinks should be fair, you know, and I think it was fair because you don't have everybody doing it. You know? I think it was too expensive. Like, I never had the life that you could go to the theater anytime you want, you know, so I think that's just the way it works. They actually set it up so that some people have to do it and some people can't,
Yeah, the theater sucks because the last time I went, it cost me, like, I don't know, it might have been $10 to get in. Exactly. And it cost me like $30 at the snack bar. You know, yeah, with the kids and stuff.
It's crazy.
It's just too much.
And you're not allowed to do that with the market will bear. Yeah.
Well, I guess that, I you know, who knows? I don't know, man, because I got to say, I'm thinking, like, see, it's like,
if nobody did it, they would lower the price. So really what we're going to see next is the price coming down.
Here's like what I think. You just said, what would a market bear? Well, I'll tell you what I saw today. I saw us sitting at a table in this freaking Red Lobster, and that was like a $200 freaking lunch for five of us. It was freaking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was just ridiculous. Yeah. So I was, anyway.
Red Lobster, too. They used
a Red Lobster.
Yeah,
we were talking about that. Yeah, you used to be able to get, like, for like $20, you could get like a jerky turf, or even cheaper, even a little farther back.
Yeah,
you know, now that was like $35 bucks, man, for the surf and turf. You know, and yeah, I know. So I'm looking. This place is packed, man. This, you know, I don't know. We got it because they made reservations. I know that. That's what I was getting to. I was thinking, like, I'm always saying stuff like, "Who the hell can afford this amount?" excuse me. Well, this place was packed, man, and this was like. And they just opened. Oh. Holy moly. They opened at 11. They've been open for an hour. But anyway.
Well, we do make good money in America. That's why people are coming here, right?
We make
even
good
if
money
we can't make our bills.
So we make it
well,
up.
The price of everything is so high. Yeah. So that's why it seems like it's such a high amount now. But when you look at the price of inflation, price of cars, everything's like 20, 30 times what it used to be. But the joke is it doesn't have to be like this. Like, you don't have to have a central bank that charges interest on all your money. You know? Like, we have too many middlemen. That's what we bred here in America. Like, somebody gets a contract and everything goes twice the price for all the stuff you get with it.
Yeah, they're putting me out of business. I'm old, man, and I'm getting squeezed out. And I just have to say, it's a shame because I can't be the only person. But I feel like I'm just one of the only people. I don't see anyone else getting squeezed out in town. So whatever.
You mean out of town, out of the house?
Well, it's tight. We actually had a guy. We're looking at the house. Trying to get some kind of deal. Going to try to get a trailer up in around Quakertown or something.
Aren't they buying up everything?
Sherry's saying we can't afford taxes. And I'm saying, that. I want to curse now. I want to start dropping the F-bomb, but I'm just thinking like...
Oh, and you're right in the city. Yeah.
I'm not in the city, man. I'm in Morrisville.
Well, it's not really a city, but it's higher taxes than out in the country.
But nonetheless, I'm just saying that that's really kind of like whatever. Now she's acting really concerned, you know, that people coming out, and now we're starting to like whatever. I'm saying, well, that's just great because maybe I should have been acting on that. I just let it go. That's how I work. I'm just saying, you know what? Something always comes up. I always save the house. But she's just like going for it. And she's going for it. So I don't know. So maybe I am ready for the nursing home.
I don't think so. I think what it is at our age, you realize it would hurt if you don't eat right and you start eating better. You know, like you actually figure out what's going on here. If you don't eat good when you're older, you're not going to live long. You know, you can handle it when you're younger. But, you know, a lot of sugar and stuff, that don't work when you're older.
I love food, man. I had a good food day.
Oh, I love food too. I would, like, you know, I'm addicted. I would die for it, just like anyone else.
I got sausage and pasta. hot sauce. That's the stuff I was eating. That sausage. Oh man, freaking hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
And that was a tomato. Sometimes tomato she used. But the hot is from the tomato. I'm thinking, okay, whatever. This was good stuff. I never had it before.
Well, it's good for you. That'll lower your blood pressure. Some capsaicin.
Man, I got to tell you what this file is. This is just going to crack you up.
Yeah.
It's called The Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction from 1962 to 2018, a complete ebook collection. Isn't that awesome? The Pulitzer
That's
Prize?
Awesome.
For nonfiction. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You know, I want the truth. I want stuff that's based on whatever. You know where I'm coming from.
Well, this is the new Alexander Library, right? Well, you can't get this anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm building it. I'm actually putting, I mean, I'm sure other people have, but I'm putting it together.
I think a lot of people are, But that's like YouTube, where you could find out how to fix anything, and anybody could fix anything nowadays. We're all capable, we just didn't realize that.
Five seconds. Like 4 seconds, what? 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Yeah, we got it. 1 second. Here it goes. Here it is. I got it. The Pulitzer Prize from 1962 to 2018. I'm just saying, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
And they're and these things, you can, I mean, these things are readable. They're beautiful. Like, I mean, you've seen it, like the Kindle and the ebook readers and all that. I mean, these things, they pop them right in. Their PDFs and
I love the technology. I couldn't wait for it to get smaller and how much we could do and have it in our pocket and stuff. The only thing I don't like is that people think it's like thinking for itself, and it's like these people are programming us. That's all it is.
Well,
and
yeah,
a little box can't think. Ever.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the books. Just because you got books on a shelf doesn't mean, you know. Doesn't mean anything. It's like,
right.
It's a great reference.
Even if AI could read it all and think about it, it's still not life. You know, like, we've got to be ridiculous to think that we're going to create a robotic life form that's going to be more intelligent and you're going to want to talk to it like a girlfriend or something. It's just, it's beyond my comprehension of thinking that you should give time to a robot that's going to make sense to you. I don't get it.
What if it shows affection? What if you get, like, what if you take the right...
Where is it getting these feelings? Like, how can you explain how they even program it? You know, like, I heard a guy today on, you know, like, the right before the round table on Sunday mornings, they always play something. And they played something about, a guy with AI, and he was talking about all the things AI can do. But the thing he didn't talk about was how they do it or how it thinks. Never mentioned any way that they figured out to think. Just how many things it's going to do. And it's all about scaring us. And, you know, like every time I hear these people say, you know, AI, I just think it's all a fear factor. It's all like, you know, what can the other world do to us to freak us out and get all of our attention and stress us, you know, because that's how they feed off us, by confusion and fear and, you know, what we don't know. But the joke is, when you look at a little machine that they're talking about, it just has ones and zeros. There's no way to get that to think what it's doing. It's just doing what it was programmed to do. So that, you know, being that it can do faster than us doesn't make it think faster than us. It's just doing something faster than we can. It's not thinking. You know, just because AI makes it look like it does more, it doesn't mean it's doing anything. It's just doing what it was told to do. And now you got to look back at the programmer and the asshole that's trying to get you to believe that this thing's going to take your life or your children or your friends, you know, or what it might think up and how it's going to fool you and stuff. There's something wrong with us if we think that, you know, something we can build is going to outthink us. That's ridiculous. We can't even figure out what we're thinking.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm
program something to outthink us.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I gotta tell you what I'm thinking, because I blocked this out of my mind. That's how good drugs are. The Sixers went down in Game 7 tonight against the freaking Celtics. by 25 points we lost to them. Yeah. And we were kicking their ass until I turned it on, man. We had like about a 15-point lead, and
it's
all of a sudden,
you.
To turn around, it's like we were only up by three, and I said, "Turn it the frick off." turn it off. I walked away. It was too late. We were up by like this.
I don't think it's you. I think it's funny we think like that.
Well, I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying. I'm emotionally. I was emotionally slightly like kind of involved in it, and I love the Sixers. I mean, I put time into watching them. Good stuff. And they went down. I hate the Celtics too. I don't like the Boston people who's a freaking Celtics, Bruins fans, Celtics fans, Red Sox.
Isn't that what it's for?
They suck.
Get us one sided or something.
Whatever. It's freaking.
It's funny that we have all these thoughts now. We don't even know why it's like affecting us like that. Possessed somehow.
Well, this freaking crybaby on the Celtics is like he got like Harding like pretty much smacked him in the face and then he cried. He freaking cried and then they huddled and they called this freaking technical foul. And that's when they freaking lost. Oh, yeah. It's like he deserved to get punched in the face, freaking ass, hanging all over again. Yeah.
We used to have the Flyers just people missing teeth all over the place.
It's like, wow.
No, they cry.
It's a shame, man. It's
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's a city of brotherly love, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
What are the Celtics? The Celtics. They're just like, aren't they white, like white supremacists? The Celtics? The Celtics. They kill everything. Whereas we're the Philadelphia 76ers. The birth of freedom, the city of brotherly love. You know, we're Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that was not a good thing, brotherly love thing. It's just something
to play with. Listen to the headline. Joel Embiid, James Harden choke in a gutless showing in Boston. The process fails again. Oh, man. I can't. See, I got to look. See, I can't even look at the news. Turn it off.
You mean the way they twist it and make it sound like they're joking?
They're telling the truth. They choked. Telling the truth. It hurts.
Oh, okay.
It
hurts. They got choked. Why would they say choked?
Because they had a 15-point lead. I told you, that's right when I turned it on. And then they freaking blew
it. I know, but there was a choking on the train or something.
New York. Wait a second.
So
this is not new.
Choked.
This is not new. I've been people have been using that terminology for ever since I was a kid. You choke. If you strike out, like you know, like you really got it.
I know. I just think choked. It's interesting. Like it came up.
Okay. Well, whatever.
But you gotta laugh. The words that we use, this guy.
Where did that guy get choked? They're trying to put it to him too. That freaking guy that went after Trump, he's going after this Marine. Yeah. I don't want to incite anything.
Well, that's the game, isn't it? To get everybody excited. You know?
Don't worry.
I think there was one of each that went after the guy too, and they just picked the white guy to pick on.
Yeah, so I heard that. I didn't know that. I just heard that too. I heard that the two other guys really helped there.
You remember what I said? I said he probably had like a neck brace that they couldn't see.
The white guy had him in a
All to get us going.
Right, but the two black guys.
What if it was set up? See, the guy said he wanted to die. You know, so it sounds like a setup. It sounds like this guy's the perfect patsy to get away with an incident that everybody wants to freak out over.
It was his 40th episode, okay? So they keep on letting him out.
But that's my point, is that it's like we've been set up by this guy, and now his final act is to get killed off, and then we can all
take good people with him. It's the devil. The devil takes a good soul with him.
Exactly, and all of this stuff is possession, like those type of people on certain drugs that the pharmacies create, and they make all these drugs out of coal and stuff, so it's like, they get it from the dark side, all this pharmaceutical crap that they're telling you need. But if you go back to nature, you don't have any problems that you need pharmaceutical drugs to kind of not see the truth. You know, like they say that you have an imbalance. Well, what the hell is an imbalance? They can't even prove it. They can't figure it out if it's really an imbalance. They just try different drugs to see which one gives you a balance. And it's like, you know, some of these drugs will make you psychotic themselves. So, you know, what are your odds if you're going to play Russian roulette with a bunch of different drugs in the gun? You know?
What is an imbalance?
It's something that was made up, like, what do you call it, that bipolar, you know, where everybody's got, you know, two sides to them and they can't figure out where the balance is. So we're all bipolar. But these psychiatrists, they'll make up all kinds of stuff because they get paid to find out what we're thinking like. And it's just like AI. You can't get the thing to think. You're not going to figure out how we think so that you can program some machine to think. It just doesn't work.
That sounds complicated. Help your neighbor.
Crazy, right?
Help your neighbor. Make somebody smile as peace as possible, right?
The creator made it complicated to come up with a creation. Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day.
There's 100 pounds of clay.
Yes, it is perfect. It is better.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course.